Hit it, Hoogie.
Thank you.
All right, that was Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys kicking off our next set here on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. And that's from their 2016 release, Live at the Big Bull, which was recorded at the Big Bull Blues Festival on Fern Island in Wausau, Wisconsin. I had the opportunity to talk with the band founder and leader, Rick Raven, recently. Let's get back to our interview right now on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. First of all, I would like to ask, what are some songs that you do that are seemingly the most popular with your blues audiences, whether you've written them or covered?
The ones that are most popular for me are some of the ones I wrote.
Good.
Looking for Love, Beehive Baby, most of the songs. I always come from like a groove orientation. I always like songs with cool little grooves in them, like Slim Harpo tunes, and I'm a big fan of Slim Harpo, and he always had and Junior Wells always had cool little grooves on his songs. They weren't all shuffles. Same thing with Howlin' Wolf.
His
songs weren't all shuffles, so I try and stay away from doing too many shuffles. But of course, you got to throw in a good shuffle.
Yeah,
for a good shuffle, My Life. And then I'll do the Hound Dog Taylor set, and that seems to, the young people really like that. My kids got me started on making sure I always do that when, especially when college kids show up, they say, do the Hound Dog set. And I'm surprised how many of their friends have Hound Dog Taylor released the Hound on their phones.
Wow. That's crazy.
At least here in Milwaukee area, so they like it real hard. They like the RL, Burnside kind of stuff.
Man, wow, I'm just thrilled to hear this stuff.
Thank you. love. Looking for my baby, baby. Looking for love. Run on home, baby. I need your love. Put it on a train. Put it on a truck. Put it on a plane. Put it on a bus.
Oh, Daddy Ray. searching for a woman. We just write for me.
So let's talk about, you know, I'm a musician myself, and I have listeners who are players, guitar players as well. So let's talk about, you know, your rig rundown. What I know you've played a lot of vintage Ks, and I remember, it was even on a couple of albums. You had like a Frost Blue Gibson or Epiphone, I think it was. Archstrat.
Yeah, Epiphone, yeah.
Yeah. And now I see you're playing a Tele. So, what...
I play, I've got a Tele, they're all, they're just, I call them bastards. I've got a red Mexican Tele with a Chinese neck, and, I've got Don Mayer pickups on them. Those are those, self-wound, pickups.
Nice.
Don Mayer bought a winding machine from Fender, with the old Kalamazoo plant, and, he hand winds it just sounds great. Anyway, so the electronics on the guitar are worth like three times more what the guitar is.
Sure.
And then I've got a dot neck Epiphone that I just bought, and then I put a Bixby on, and I had the out of phase wiring done, so you get that old BB King, Freddie King tone.
Oh, nice.
Out of phase tone. And then I've got a 1960 Red Rocket Harmony that I use for slide.
Oh, yeah.
With Dearman pickups from a 1958 Meteor that I had that fell apart.
Oh, man, that's
so
great.
And then I run that through a modified Fender Deluxe
okay.
Sample 112-inch speaker.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I've used basically 112s all my life. I like 112s. So that's what you use. That's Deluxe is what you like to use? Is that your primary?
Yeah, I used to use a Vibralux. And then, and then as we got older, the band got a little bit, started getting quieter, and the drummer and the bass player, yeah, too loud! I mean, it was only 40-watt amp. It's not like it's a twin or anything, and I always use the second channel, which is channel's never as loud as
less
the first.
Less decibels, yes.
So now I'm using the 22-watt Deluxe, and I use the second channel, makes it 18 watts. Even then, sometimes I'll come, too loud.
Yeah, I use a Deluxe Reverb myself and a Blues Junior. Depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, but. And I've got a Blues Junior too. I keep the Blues Junior as a spare.
Okay, wow.
Blow up.
Great amps.
I got something to say to you. I don't care how you feel. I got to tell you, mister, you've got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old. I like it. Ways like a baby child. Nothing I do seems to please. I can't keep that little girl satisfied. Got something to say again. You remember, don't you? Oh, shit. She got ways like a baby child. Nothing I do seems to please her. Can't keep that little girl satisfied. It's all right.
I appreciate you talking with us today, and I'm going to do a good job for you on this show, and I appreciate all the information.
All right, John. Well, hey, it was nice talking with you, and I look forward to seeing everybody, and And thanks for the call.